Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Happy Cast. This is your number one source for the things that make you happy, the things that bum you out, and everything in between. I am Brian, and joining me as always is the president of the Quesadilla Fan Club, Ben.
Yum, yum.
Yum? Is that all you have to say for yourself and your love of quesadillas?
Yum.
I must admit, Ben, this is not truly a podcast. This is... It's all a facade. It's an intervention. We think your love of quesadillas has gone too far.
Quesadillas are quesadelicious.
You should stop sleeping with quesadillas under your pillow. I know it's comforting for some strange reason, but it's not normal.
I thought you were just going to say sleeping with quesadillas. I'm like, I'm not no. doing that. That's not. I eat them.
under your pillow. Under your pillow. It's comforting for you to know that they're there. In case you needed it.
I use it as a pillow.
Well, that's a bit of an untraditional quesadilla if it's fluffy like that, but...
No, it's like a stack of them.
Oh, okay. All right, well, that does make a lot of sense.
Yeah, a big stack. And I get, like, two and put them together so it makes a full circle and then stack those up. So if I ever have a dream that I'm eating something, it's right there.
Ah, very good. How do we get here? HappyCast feedback info. How can the people contact us if they so choose to?
We have an email address, and that is happycastfeedback@gmail.com. I'm about to hiccup. We have a phone number. That is...
1-0...
Yes. Continue.
Is it A0, me0, we, us, I?
You did it, Brian! Yay. Applause! Cheering!
Victory gong.
309-3874 gong.
Yes. Feel free to join our HappyCast Facebook group, which can be found by searching for HappyCast on Facebook, I guess.
Wait.
Would be the best way to go about that.
I must correct you and myself from previous episodes. Epeditions. We're not a group. We are a fan page. You can like us on Facebook.
Oh, like us on Facebook.
Yes. It also, if you don't want to check, look for it on Facebook, on the side of the blogspot, which is thehappycast.blogspot.com, there's a little box over there that says, like us on Facebook.
Is it like a request or a demand or a question? Like us on Facebook?
Oh, it's definitely a demand.
Okay. Well, that's good. So it ends with an exclamation mark?
I don't think I even put punctuation on it. Because
okay.
I don't for the poll, unless it's the question part. Anyway, Twitter, twitter.com/happycast.
It's good to leave it ambiguous.
YouTube.com/thehappycast?
Yes, and send us a friend request on Xbox Live. That gamertag is thehappycast.
Which we don't have. But I kind of want that now. That's a good idea.
Yeah. You should take it.
I don't have $8 to spare for that.
You can reserve it for free.
You can?
Yeah, sure. You should probably do that before this goes online.
Yeah, I probably should. Well, you got to tell me how to do it before this goes online. But yes.
Okay.
Also, Molten Panther. It's like Molten Panther, but with an A instead of an E at the end.
And don't forget to add Geeky Chess Guy, spelled as it sounds.
Exactly. Greek also, Cheese Guy?
Also on Twitter. I had this moment with my Xbox Live gamer tag where I had to call for customer support. Which is always terrible. I believe the man helping me said his name was Uno. I could be wrong.
Maybe he was playing Uno.
Maybe. That would make a lot of sense. But he said, okay, now spell out tell me what your gamer tag is, which is embarrassing. And in any other context, it's pretty embarrassing. But this is this dude's job, and everyone has really weird gamer tags.
Yeah.
So I'm comfortable with it. So he's like, okay, now tell me your gamer tag. And I say, okay, it's Geeky Chess Guy, GeekyChessGuy. He's like, all right, let me search for it. Geeky Cheese Guy. I was like, no, I just said it and spelled it for you. Why did you...
I never had any geeky cheese before. Or are you a cheese person?
Yes, I'm a cheese geek. I'm made out of cheese.
You're made of cheese, and you're
like
a geek.
It's like a fairy tale, like the cheese man.
Flavored cheese.
Oh, but that was very embarrassing. Or maybe not embarrassing, but infuriating. Like, I know, I
Yeah, going to job interviews. What's your email address? Molten Panther.
Yeah, I should really get a professional one to compliment that.
I should, but I think someone already has ben.cob. Oop. What? I'm on the Facebook group. It's not hard to find me.
That's true. I have my geekychessguy at gmail.com, and then I have a professional email address that I just forward to that. So I check the one, but then it's like, okay, now Mr. Okay, tell me your email address. It's like, oh, it's WBT at gmail.com.
Yeah, my email address is already full of things that you can forward from.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Well, sorry, most of them that are fake Facebooks, but for Batman villains. But that's another story.
Oh, I can't wait to hear that one someday.
We haven't even gotten to our sponsor yet.
Hey, time for the involuntary sponsor of the week. Usually it's us poking fun at some product, but this is something that is very near and dear to my heart. So this is a legitimate and genuine product endorsement. So, hey everybody, check out the complete series Lost, now available on DVD and Blu-ray. What are you saying, Ben? What is this Lost of which I speak?
I didn't say that.
Oh, okay. Okay, good. Well, let me tell you about it. Watch the entire I have a case of the giggles. Watch the entire epic story of Lost from this.
I bought three cases of giggles at Walmart the other day.
Oh, you can buy them at bulk at Walmart. That's really the best way to do it, because you kind of use a few and then you put the rest in your freezer for later, and that money really adds up over time. You know what I'm saying?
And then you totally forget you had left the giggles in the freezer, and they just freeze, and no one wants frozen giggles.
Well, you can thaw them out, really. That's the trick, is you put them in the sink, and then you run them under cool water for like 23 minutes, and then they're good. You can't really tell the difference between that and fresh giggles. So
you get some wiggling giggles.
That's a pro tip for you.
You go on with your promo.
Okay. Watch the entire epic story of Lost, the series that redefined television. From its phenomenal opening scene to its magnificent final moment, uncover the secrets of what caused Oceanic 815 to crash and what ultimately drew the passengers together, and relive the incredible journey as they battle to rewrite their own fate. Experience a landmark in history of entertainment with Lost, the complete collection, featuring every episode from all six seasons, and includes one disc of never-before-seen bonus content. Television doesn't get any better than this. So, pick it up. It's good. I don't hesitate to call it my favorite show ever.
I would agree with you.
You agree? Although, you also think it's my favorite show ever?
Yes, it is your favorite show ever. Mine is probably Everybody Loves Raymond.
Boo.
I've never even seen a full episode of that show.
it's not bad. It's okay. It's a sitcom.
My favorite's the deep-voiced giant.
Oh, I like him, yeah.
Brad Garrett, that's it.
Brad Garrett. The deep-voiced giant, that was the animated film with the kid and then, what's his name?
The giant
Yeah, who did the voice of the giant robot? It was the guy from The Fast and the Furious. Vin Diesel. He did the voice of the ginormous guy.
Did he really?
Yeah, he is the Iron Giant.
That is sad.
Why is that sad? That his career peaked so early with the Iron Giant?
And then he was also in The Pacifier?
Oh, was he? I didn't see The Pacifier.
We talked about The Pacifier once before, and it was depressing then, and it's depressing now.
Okay, all right. Well, we will not talk about it. Although
saw it twice.
I think, correct me if I'm wrong, but Brad Garrett was also in The Pacifier, according to IMDb.
Oh, I think he was. That's weird.
So it all comes around. Anyway, what a weird first segment here. Are you ready to go on to happy hour?
Absolutely, partner.
Oh. It's happy hour again. Good times. Hey, it's the happy hour segment of the show where we talk about what's making us happy this week. Ben,
hush puppies.
Hush Puppies, and mine is Swiss cheese. Moving on.
Bummer Patrol.
Bummer Patrol, what's bumming you out?
Everything.
Mine is Swiss
Hush
cheese.
Puppies.
Mine is the holes in the Swiss cheese, because I feel like I'm getting less Swiss cheese. Like, I paid for this slice, but it's got this big hole in it, so I'm getting less cheese?
If cheese were a religion, Swiss cheese would be the Pope, because it is holy.
Oh, no. That's funny, because for me, cheese is a religion, and then... Oh. Anyway, happy hour. Ben, what is your actual happy hour pick?
Hush Puppies.
Seriously?
I love Hush Puppies.
Okay, food. The food train keeps a rolling here on the Happy Cast. What? So, pardon my ignorance on the subject, but what is a Hush Puppy?
I don't know, but they're good.
It's like a fried piece of dough. Like,
I think
it's like
fried,
is
dough
fried
ball?
Fried cornbread.
I think so. I just know it tastes good with fish, and it is good. You can get like a dozen of them for like a dollar at Long John Silver's, and it's the best thing ever.
Really?
That's the only reason I ever want to go to Long John Silver's to eat. I mean, I'll get food there, but I just want it because freaking Hush Puppies.
All right. Well, that is a powerful motivator.
Oh, they're so good.
I hear from listener Ice that Hush Puppies are also a brand of shoe, mostly for the elderly. So
yeah, I eat those too.
Okay, cool.
Those are the ones I'm talking about. I go to Long John Silver's and I eat those.
They give you like a dozen for $3 of the shoes?
Yeah, it's pretty good, actually.
Isn't leather tough to chew?
Oh, it's not made of leather. It's made of fried cornbread dough.
It's a shoe made out of fried cornbread dough?
Yeah. Have you ever heard of loafers?
We need to insert a rim shot right there.
I have a rim shot sound already saved on the computer.
You knew.
But yeah.
So Hush Puppies. I've never really had a Hush. I've had a few in the course of my life, I suppose. I haven't been impressed, but maybe I haven't found the correct Hush Puppies. These high quality ones, which you're speaking of.
They're heaven. I can eat truckloads of Hush Puppies. If that's the only food left in the world, I would be in heaven.
Really? Okay. Well, now, just to put it in perspective, if you had to pick one food to eat for the rest of your life, it would not be Hush Puppies, would it? I mean,
it would be Fight Club.
It seems like even if it's something you're into, I think a little would go a long way, right?
Well, if it, you know, there's only one food left on Earth, you might as well pick something you like.
Okay, all right. What about all the other poor people of Earth that have to eat these Hush Puppies?
Oh, well, they die and there's more for me.
What kind of nutritional value does a Hush Puppy have if it's fried cornbread dough? It's going to kill us all.
It has your bread group. That's
okay.
The bread, corn, so vegetable.
And then your fried group at the top of the pyramid. I hear that's the most important part.
There are only three segments: bread, vegetable, and fried.
Okay. Wow, well, then you've got it covered.
There's even a whole day named after it. Friday?
Oh. I love it. So, any closing thoughts on Hush Puppies?
Hush Puppies! What about yours?
All right, my happy hour pick of the week is... It kind of mirrors my first happy hour pick, if you recall that.
Zombies.
It is Netflix instant streaming.
You can't do it again.
Oh, but I can, my friend, because it's a little bit more specific. It is Netflix instant streaming now available on my iPhone.
Whoa,
it is so
seriously?
Good. It's so perfect. It's portable Netflix wherever I go.
Whoa.
I spent some time in a hospital waiting room earlier today, and I watched an episode of Doctor Who. It was the best.
Mom, if you hear this, I want an iPhone for Christmas.
Yeah, no, it's pretty great. I mean, that is a really direct hint. If you're being that direct, I don't know if it technically qualifies as a hint at that point.
But I'll retry. Man, I sure wish I had an iPhone, and hey, Christmas is coming up. That's weird. I wonder if a certain female parent would be interested in getting me one. Is that better?
Yeah, that is actually better.
Also for Christmas, which I already told Megan, I want a stuffed boomer. A boomer is a zombie from Left 4 Dead that vomits on you, which makes more zombies attack you. They have a stuffed one, and you can put batteries in it, and you squeeze it, and it will make sounds.
Oh, but it doesn't vomit.
I don't know. It might be like those baby dolls. If you actually feed it stuff, it will vomit.
Oh, that sounds terrible. And then you have to change the diaper.
Oh, not on the vomit?
I mean...
That'd be a head diaper?
Yeah, face diapers. Those are a thing, right?
That should have been our sponsor of the week, face diapers.
Oh, I think we'll have to make them first, but yeah, hopefully down the line they can be our sponsor of the week.
This is quite the weird show. Sorry to interrupt yours.
No, it's fine. I don't really know where I was going. Netflix streaming in the palm of your hand. I have access to seasons 1 through 5 of Lost, which is now available on DVD.
I thought they took it off.
Not yet. I think I have until September 1st for seasons 1 through 4, and then they're going to leave season 5 for some reason.
That's weird.
It is. Oh. I mean, I guess it's more recent, so... The weird thing about Lost is it's such a heavily serialized show. While it was actually on air, ABC was really good about getting out and actively giving away the show in several forms. Like, it's on Hulu. You can watch it for free and then go to ABC.com and watch all 105 episodes and get caught up and watch the final season. And it's on Netflix. But now that the show's over, they're not trying to lure in new fans. They actually just want to sell the content. So they're taking it down.
No one else watch it.
No. It's over. It's gone. You missed your chance. We tried making you watch it, but you're like, no, I'm going to watch the newest episode of Dancing with the Stars.
Boo.
Boo indeed.
No offense to people who like Dancing with the Stars, but I'm not that interested in, like, C-list movie and TV stars
dancing. I don't know. I thought you were going to say you're not interested in dancing or stars.
I thought about that, but stars can be kind of cool.
Okay.
Especially the ones in Orion. That's my favorite constellation. Aren't astronauts who go out on spacewalks dancing with the stars?
Yes, they are. You're right. They are doing that.
I'm sorry, by the way. The reason I keep saying things like this, my brain has just been turned on to horrible joke/pun mode. Because for the last few days, my Facebook status has been a horrible joke/pun.
It is our punniest show yet.
The punniest show on Earth. That's actually the Jungle Cruise.
Oh, yeah. Is it the punniest show on Earth? Is that their slogan?
No, it's not. But when we were watching it, that's all I could think. Because there's so many puns.
Oh, so intense.
Oh.
What does it mean? That's it. That's all I have to say about Netflix streaming, though. If you had to be further sold on the magic of Netflix streaming, it's now handheld for iPhone users. And I guess, I don't know, I guess it would be coming to Android platform, maybe? I don't know. I don't keep up with that kind of thing.
I sure wish I had some kind of iPhone to use for Netflix. Wink.
Wink, wink, hint. Gift.
Yes. Anyway, Bummer Patrol, go.
Oh, man!
Hey, guys. Welcome to the Bummer Patrol. It's part of the show where we talk about what's got us down in the dumps this week. Ben, you look like a horse. I mean, Ben, why the long face?
Oh, it sounds kind of like you're yawning the whole time, by the way. Your sad voice, like, I'm all sad.
I'm sad, guys. That's actually my Eeyore from Winnie the Pooh. That's what I was trying to emulate.
I love being Eeyore. That's I should be Eeyore for Halloween.
Would that be kind of similar to being a horse? Would it take two people to pull it off?
No, I would walk around on my hands and knees.
Okay, all right. And then you would continuously lose your tail and then be depressed about it.
Well, he's always depressed anyway. Every now and then I would just lose my tail. And then everyone could play pin the tail on the bin. Which doesn't sound like it'd be fun.
Yeah, I don't think about it. I don't think that'll catch on. I don't think that's going to be spreading the nation as the hot new party game.
Pin the tail on the bin?
Pin the tail on the bin.
Well, the HappyCast logo on the outside. HappyCast approved. Anyway.
We need to market it. Get that stuff out there. Get some of that serious cash.
Well, Brian, I'm bummed out at the TV stand we have.
Oh, the TV stand you have. You've talked about that on previous podcast. It sounds like quite a dangerous piece of furniture.
Insert flashback if I can find the clip.
I have that at night all the time.
I have a beard, so you know this is a different time period.
Wait, but right now I do have a beard.
I don't have a beard, so you know this is a different time period. Or do you have a beard on your beard?
Oh, I have my double beard. There we go.
Double beard all the way.
Oh, okay. But yeah. TV stand. I run into it several times. And so, well, yesterday, I was asleep, and I was lying there asleep having an awesome dream, and a scorpion just bit me again. But I was having an awesome... No, that wasn't in the dream.
Oh, my God. You should get an exterminator?
Scorpions everywhere.
They keep biting me in my sleep. You know, they say don't let the bed bugs bite, but it's really the scorpions you have to watch out for.
But anyway, in my dream, I forgot what it was. There was some kind of quiz I was taking. I don't know why. Anyway, and I remember the dream before that. There's something about a lot of chocolate pudding. I don't know. That doesn't really matter to the story. But I was asleep, and then all of a sudden, I heard Megan going, "Ben, wake up, I cut myself." And I was like, "Well, I'm sure it's not that big a deal." Because every now and then, she does exaggerate, hurtness. That's horrible phrasing. You know, things could feel like they hurt more than they actually are. I was like, okay, hold on. Just go sit in the bathroom. I'll clean it up in a second. And I just woke up, so I was half asleep, and I was kind of angry because I was having a really cool dream, and I had to find my glasses because I'm pretty much blind without it. Without them. It? Glasses without them. What is it?
Them, I guess?
I guess like pants. Yeah.
This is like plural. Like, yeah, them.
Not that because I'm not blind without pants.
Dude, unless you have a monocle, that would be awesome.
I have two monocles.
If
bionicles.
I have to choose which eye I want to see out of. I might go with the left today.
He'd be like, well, Popeye, he always squints. He can use a monocle.
You're right. He does need a monocle.
Anyway, we're not talking about Popeye. So I was kind of like just angry and groggy and confused. I was like, man, just go sit on the toilet. Like, not like using it, but toilet seat down as a seat in the bathroom.
Popeye would look fancy with a monocle. Give him a cane and a top hat.
Oh, and replace his corncob pipe with like a little Sherlock Holmes pipe, whatever that's called.
Oh, yeah, exactly. I bet he would clean up pretty well.
He would. Well, and he'd be muscly, too.
That's true. He would be like a Sherlock Holmes that you don't want to mess with. Although, I mean, to be fair, I mean, never mind. So, I'm sorry to derail your story.
It's a good story, I swear. I'm just trying to delay getting to that part. But
you're building dramatic tension right now. I do appreciate it.
If I'm going to do that, I should like put a flashlight under my face during a campfire and tell it all creepily on a night just like this, except it was the morning. But maybe I shouldn't. Anyway, so I woke up and eventually I like got my glasses and I kind of woke up a little bit, walked in the bathroom. There's a cut on her leg. I'm like, oh, it's not that bad. It looked like an inch and a half long. I have scratched myself on the TV stand before because there's a glass door on the front that opens up. And we've kept it closed for a while, so we don't know why it was open. But she tripped on the laptop cord and like hit her leg against it. And the glass door didn't shatter, which is good, because then there'd be glass in the wound, which would make it a lot more complicated.
Ooh.
But she just scratched her. I thought it was just a bleeding scratch, because I had that before. And so, and I've talked about it before, like the flashback that may or may not be there said. So I got paper towels, and I started trying to clean it up. I was sitting on the ground, and she's like, I'm passing out. I'm about to pass out. I'm about to pass out. I'm like, no, you're not, Megan. Stay here. And then all of a sudden, she's like, and kind of leaned forward and fell off the toilet and hit her head on the wall in front. I tried to catch her, so I slowed her down. It wasn't really fast. I was like, okay, whoa, Megan, that's not good. And then I woke her back up, and I sat her on the ground. She passed out 3 or 4 more times while I was trying to... I got enough of the blood off to see the wound, and it was more of a gash than a scratch. And it looked like it would probably need stitches unless we, like, I don't know, stitched up ourselves with standard black thread or something. But it was bad, and she passed it a few more times, and it was kind of scary. So I was like, Mom, where are you? Can you come over and tell me if this needs stitches or not? And like she's like, yeah, I'm actually with your grandparents right now, and they live out of town, by the way, about an hour out of town. Like, yeah, we're actually just at Calico County, which is a restaurant literally like 2 minutes from my house. It's a street away from where we live. I was like, oh, wow, Megan, you picked a good time to cut yourself open. Oh, it was... Yeah, we ended up having to call the paramedics, not for an ambulance, but so they could bandage her up and let us know, like, if we should go. And they said, yeah, you should probably go to the emergency room. So we went there, got her a wheelchair so she didn't have to walk on it, which was actually pretty fun rolling a wheelchair around. I mean, about pushing it. But did a bunch of tests, waited forever. She ended up going in the laceration room, which is what the nurse called it. It sounds like a really bad, scary movie.
It does, like a B-horror film.
Definitely. And then, like, it took forever in there, too, and a few different nurses came in and did stuff, and she ended up getting 8 stitches. Yeah.
Oh, I'm speechless. That is a horrifying story. I
hope I didn't scare any of our younger listeners.
I mean, I should probably put a warning ahead of this, just in case.
Warning is, I say the word blood, gash, and
I have a thing about blood. That sounds horrible. Sounds like apparently, a horrible, horrible day.
Apparently Megan has a thing about blood, too, since... Well, we think she might have passed out from the pain, because she only looked at it once, not all 5 times.
Okay, so passed out from the pain. I didn't know how bad the gash was, so I didn't know if it was like a loss of blood thing, or...
Well, the thing is, she said she didn't feel that much pain, so I guess... She was in a kind of shock, or her mind was like blocking the pain going to her feeling it, but she actually was still feeling it.
Oh, well, sounds terrible. Send her well wishes from the Happy Cast.
Hey, Megan, Brian says happy wishes from the Happy Cast.
I did not say happy wishes.
Well,
you're misrepresenting
my
words.
Just barely. It's okay. She'll hear this again. She's in the other room. But yeah, it was pretty bad, and now we have to like change it every day, and today I destroyed the villain by unscrewing that glass door and then hiding it behind our internet box table.
I don't know if hiding it's really a good idea. You might want to have it in a place where everyone knows about it.
Frame it on the wall.
Hiding it seems like a good way to duplicate the problem.
Well, it's like not hiding out, you know, in the middle of the floor. It's
hiding
behind everything else.
I'm hiding it under our rug. No one will ever find it there.
I'll tape it in front of our bedroom door in the morning, so hopefully no one will just run their face into it.
That's terrible. That actually gave me a bit of a flashback to a not great incident, which happened to me 8, 9 years ago, 10 years ago? Maybe 10.
Whoa. You were like 1 year old then.
I'm incredibly young. I don't know if you know that. My voice would have you believe otherwise, but it's not true. I had a pocket knife, my first pocket knife, which is a bad idea. I had a pocket knife for a day.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Were you playing with it?
I wasn't playing with it. I was doing important things. I was whittling. It was... I don't know.
Whittling away from you or towards you?
You know what? That's what everybody asks me when I tell
them
the story. Were you whittling away or towards? I get, you know, it's all kind of a blur, but I would assume towards myself, which...
Yeah, that's not right.
Common sense would tell you not to do that. I was not in the Scouts. I did not know this. No one taught me how to whittle.
I was in Scouts from Tiger Cubs up until some time in Boy Scouts. That's one of the first things we learned. Do not whittle towards you.
That's like day one stuff. Like, here's your neckerchief, and also do not whittle towards yourself.
Pretty, almost, yeah. So, what part of your body did you stab or flay off?
It was a quick slice across all four fingers on my right hand.
Ow!
Yeah, across off. I have the scars right now. I'm looking at it.
Were you whittling your fingers?
No, I was whittling a piece of wood. And,
into what?
I sliced a smaller piece of wood.
Not even like there was no goal there.
My whittling career was very short. It was very short lived.
Here's a fun family fact. My dad whittles and dremels, or at least he does sometimes as a hobby, like wood figurines of stuff. I have, I think I have a Peter Griffin, and I think I have a Brian Griffin, not you, from Family Guy.
It would be awesome if you made a me.
Oh, he made a Mario chess set. Like he made all the different characters, like the piranha plants or like the bishops, and on the bad side. It was really awesome.
That is awesome.
Yoshi was the knight on the good side, and Birdo was the knight on the bad side.
Who was the king on the good side? Mario, and then the other was Bowser.
Yeah, Mario and Bowser, and then Princess Peach and random Easel. Not you, Ease. Wheeze.
Ease?
My mind is broken. But no, the other one was a random evil lizard queen he just made up. But the bishops on the good side were Luigi's with fireball hands.
Multiple Luigi's? That's cool.
Well, there are two bishops.
Two bishops, I know. I should have made one Waluigi, although I guess it would be evil at that point.
And I don't think he existed at the point when Dad made this.
Good. Well, that's cool. That's awesome. That's what I, for a brief period 10 years ago, I aspired to do things like that.
A day?
For like a day. That's how long I whittled. It didn't go very far.
I've never had stitches or broken a bone or had surgery or any of that.
I broke a foot playing football. Which,
I was about to say, is that a sporting injury? Like professional football?
No, backyard football. Football among friends.
Like you tackling someone to stop them from getting the touchdown and your foot just twisted?
Yeah, kind of. That was pretty much it. It was, there's not a cool story to go along with it. It's like I was playing on a slight incline, and it was just kind of like a misstep, which caused me to break my foot.
Oh, just kind of slight. Oh, I've done stuff like that before.
I stepped wrong and it kind of twisted, and it twisted in a way that it broke a bone.
Ow. Welcome to Injury Cast.
Injury Cast.
Sorry, what's your bummer patrol? I've got too much about injuries.
Oh, real quick about my injury, my whittling incident. No, it's just I had to have, I think 7 stitches, and the worst part was they had to inject some kind of painkiller. Before they could do the stitches, they had to inject some kind of painkiller directly into the cut, which seems like a mean practical joke, but I guess that's how they do that.
Ow. Yeah, like they did it from Megan got lots, I don't know how many, but she maybe 10, not 10 full shots, but 10 like separate pokes. She said she felt the first few, and I made her not look so she wouldn't pass out. Then after that, she stopped feeling them, and I could see them injecting it into the wound. And I was looking over, I'm like, oh, there's a needle in there. Ow!
Yeah, it's pretty bad. And it was hard to keep my hand still, so I actually had to get a couple of doctors to hold me down.
I bet too. If I were hurting, usually my fist goes first into a clenched fist.
They should develop some kind of gel to help that situation. Like, well, let me put this gel on. It's gonna numb the general area, and then we can stick this syringe into your wound.
Or they could just numb your whole arm. Just cut off circulation to it. They should just tie something tightly around your arm so it falls asleep, and then go for it.
Well, that's a less good idea, but still a valid one, I guess. My bummer patrol, it's less gruesome, usually. I hate driving in heavily populated metropolitan areas. It's very stressful.
Driving again?
I dislike. Have you ever driven in a big city?
I drove through big cities.
Okay.
Megan drove the long stretches on the way to Disney World. I drove the cities and some of the other long stretches. It was easier for me. I drove through most of Atlanta, which took like forever.
Oh, Atlanta. Like the other day I had to drive through downtown Atlanta. It's a terrible, terrible mess of stoplights and one ways. I hate one way streets. Those really are the worst. They're out there to ruin my day. Like, well, oh no, I missed my one way street. Now I have to take 20 minutes to turn around and drive a block back, and there's a crosswalk. I just dislike it.
The GPS we used helped us out on that a lot, because if we saw a one-way street and we missed it, they would just tell us an alternate route to get there. So that was no big deal.
Well, that's good. That's all I have for my bumper patrol.
We did talk a long time, so.
That's true. You brought a more substantial bumper patrol to the table, for which we're thankful.
I think we filled it out. Well, no, I am actually thankful too. So the upside of Megan gashing her leg open and needing stitches is I didn't have a bummer patrol before, and now I do.
Oh, you are truly a glass half full kind of guy.
I was going to say it's the first thing I thought, but that's not true and sounds horrible. But one of the first things I thought was, "Ooh, bummer patrol!" And then I continued cleaning the cut.
that is terrible and untrue, hopefully. yes, podcast content, yes.
Oh, thank you. Maybe next time it won't be so much of an accident.
I'm starting to be suspicious. You said that it was closed for a period of time and then mysteriously opened for some reason?
I don't know how it happened.
We need some kind of investigation.
Oh.
Somebody call...
Ghostbusters?
No. Who? Popeye. That's it. That's what I was going for. I was going for like a Popeye Sherlock Holmes callback, but I forgot who we were talking about, which is awful because it was like 5 minutes ago.
Yeah.
All right, time to move on to our next segment, Ben. What is it called?
Who's Your Brian?
No.
Why don't you like that one so much?
It's close. It's Who's The Brian? Or The, if you so choose.
Who's The Brian? Welcome to Who's The Brian? This is the segment where I ask Brian 6 to 6.5 questions that he must answer rapid fire, and then afterwards we'll explain better.
Half questions are cheating. I will not allow it, sir.
The half question is half optional. So, you have a quarter of an optional question, I guess.
Okay, well that comforts me a little bit. I'm comforted a quarter of the way.
Oh, wow, that's pretty good, because there are 6.5 questions, and you're comforted a quarter of the way. That's like 6 divided by 4. 3/2.
Very good.
You're comforted for 3/2 of a question. Good. The 1.5, for those who can't do improper fractions. Okay, are you ready?
I'm as ready as I'll ever be, so no.
I'll turn over the hourglass, nevertheless. Click. Okay. Number one, if you were an animal, what would you be? And also, what would you want to be?
A bear for both.
Oh.
Both bears.
All right. Number two, if you were on the front page of the newspaper, what would the headline say? And what would you want it to say?
Wow. You're doubling up on the questions. It's not fair. It would say, local lottery winner pays to have a newspaper headline dedicated to himself. That's what it would say.
That's what it would realistically say, or what you would want it to say?
I feel like that's the only way I would actually get the headline on the front of a newspaper,
okay,
right?
Maybe. And what would you want it to say? Same thing?
Local handsome hero declared best podcaster ever.
Ooh, that's a good one. Three, what is the most awesome nickname ever that you would like to have?
Oh, man, what an awesome nickname that I would like to have. Like, something manly, obviously, like Diesel, but not Diesel.
Brian Diesel Happycast?
The bear crusher, no.
But you are a bear.
Oh, you're right.
You crush yourself.
I'm one of those self-hating bears, apparently.
Oh, emo bear. You're the Eeyore equivalent of bears.
T-Bone. That's a classic. T-Bone.
All right. Have you ever played sports, pro or cash?
I played cash football briefly in my youth until I broke my foot.
Yeah, brah.
Totally, man. It was rad. Like we called the play action at the line of scrimmage, and I did the 4-3 post route inside.
I'm not good with sports jargon. So
me neither. Okay. Question 5. What's your social security number?
It is 555-555-5555.
That's the half question. Real number 5. Create a tongue twister. Question mark?
Well, we've already done a tongue twister on the show, so I'd repurpose it. It would be like Q's Q. What's on Q's Q?
Like a longer tongue twister.
I would build on it. Like you bring in like a pull Q into the equation. It's like the Q to find out what song Q's Q. Although you're just saying Q a bunch of times, so that's not really a tongue dangler.
Yeah, it's
just
the same word.
Go
with bear. Something with bear.
Bear. I can't create a tongue twister.
An alliterative sentence with all mostly B words.
That sounds like that can't go to a good place. I accidentally stumble across tongue twisters.
Okay.
Fairly regularly,
I'll replace
so
the question.
I should be exempt.
I'll replace it. If you could hang out with any cartoon character, who?
Scrooge McDuck.
That's a weird choice.
Because he's rich.
Oh, he's also stingy. Question 6. What's your most ideal imaginary friend?
Scrooge McDuck.
Imaginary.
Because he's rich. Wow. Most ideal imaginary friend would be a 6 foot tall talking bear. Bringing it back around. Everything's coming up bears.
I think that might be the episode title. Everything's coming up bears. Okay.
Oh.
That's such a weird title. Okay.
Oh, it's all my fault. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, everyone.
It's perfect, though. Okay. Explanation time. So, if you were an animal, you would you would be a bear, and you would also want to be a bear.
That's right. This is like a first day like literature class. This happened to me at the first day of literature class, in like 7th grade, 6th grade. I forget, one of those earlier years. The teacher's like, "Hey, everybody, welcome to my class. We're gonna read some really good books, and let's just go around the room, get to know each other." First you say your name, and then you say, like, an animal that you would like to be that starts with the same first letter as your name. So I was like the first, because we were going around the classroom, and all I could come up with was Brian, the bear. And she's like, okay.
Baby elephant.
All right, I really wish you came up with something more creative, but that's okay. that's what we're here for.
Why should baby elephant is a house joke? Like the episode 2 or 3. Animal starting with
sounds. Season 1, baby elephant. I like it. What are your options with letter B? Badger?
Bat?
Barracuda? Ooh. Bat?
Yeah, badgers or barracudas are awesome.
I wouldn't want to be any of those things.
What else is there? Bomb shelter?
Not an animal that I've heard of.
Oh, okay, not that one. Bird?
Bird, yeah, that's very general.
Bluebird.
Oh, we've got
brown bird.
we have suggestions in the chat.
Oh, see, the new today says beaver and boar. Ms. Fizzbiz says beagle, bee, and basset hound. Oh, I love shooting bees.
All of which, what?
Shooting the bees.
That is horrible. No, we're shooting the bees right now.
Yeah,
right?
Shooting the bees. Also another good title. Maybe we'll use both. Blanket.
Shooting the bees.
I don't think blanket is one. Anyway, sorry. Speaking of house, I forgot to mention during my Bumper Patrol that Megan is now one step closer to being like House. She is on a near equivalent to Vicodin, and she is walking with a limp in her right leg.
But does she have a cane?
No, but I could probably whittle one away from me, not towards me.
I hear that's how you're supposed to do it. I haven't seen any proof, but...
Look up the Boy Scout handbook, yo.
I will, dog.
You just got pwned. Hardcore.
I'd rather get punned.
Oh, we need more. Oh, I punned you several times already this podcast.
I know. Yeah, a lot of punning going on.
Oh, okay. Question two. Your headline. It'd be millionaire or lottery winner?
I guess the lottery winner wouldn't be necessary. Local man pays paper to be on front page.
Ah. You were wondering how else you'd be in the front page. I was thinking local meat monger murdered.
No.
What?
That's yeah, in order to be on the front page, something terrible would have to happen.
Meat monger
or something
massacred
great
in market.
Well, you just created a tongue twister. Well done. You have shown me up yet again.
You do monk meat, don't you?
And no, I don't know what you're talking about. I know nothing about meat monging.
It would help if we knew the official definition of mong.
Yeah, we really should have looked that up, sometime after last week's show and before now.
But that's a horrible thing that we don't know about. I might look it up now, but no, I won't. Okay, question three.
No. I might want to know, even if, let's leave it. It's good.
Too much work. The most awesome nickname, you went with T-Bone?
Yeah, T-Bone.
Bear Crusher.
So I wanted something manly, all right? Bear Crusher came to mind for some reason. T-Bone, it's a Seinfeld reference.
Oh, yeah, it is. Speaking of...
George tried to self-appoint a nickname, and he wanted to be T-Bone.
Why? That's a horrible name.
That's a cool name. Hey, T-Bone.
Well, for him, it's a horrible name.
He got stuck with Coco the Monkey.
Diesel. You picked Diesel.
Diesel.
Unleaded.
Did I? Unleaded. Premium.
Premium Plus.
Premium Plus, that's not a bad nickname.
I don't have a nickname, but some people tend to call me by my first and last name put together. Ben Cobb? Some people just do it randomly, but I know it all started because in ninth grade chemistry, or like ninth grade physical sciences, it was chemistry though, I asked the teacher if we had to put a space in between stuff.
It's so
like
condescending.
What? No.
Just the way you say physical sciences, so condescending.
I like chemistry, I don't like physics. So, but like I asked if we had to put a space in our chemical formulas when we say them out loud. So if you say carbon dioxide, if it's all one word, or two, she said, well, as it's two, or else you'd be Binkob. And then since then, a bunch of random people just call me that, some even randomly.
Oh, so they don't even know the origin of Binkob.
Yes, and some people call me that. And I'm okay with it, I guess, because they're not going to forget my last name.
Yeah, some people have that problem with like it running together. If the last letter of your first name is the same as the first letter of your last name, then it kind of runs together.
Binob. Doesn't work.
Binob. Binob.
Binob.
Yeah.
Nickob.
Binob.
Nickob.
Binob.
Well, is it Nickob also a name? I don't know. Anyway, sorry.
just barking out inane sounds at this point.
Oh, you did on the couple podcasts ago, or at least the dog did. This podcast is unfiltered.
Right.
Squeak, squeak, squeak.
You have to admit that was kind of perfect.
Did I already tell my story about that? I don't remember. Did I tell that last week? My sister's story?
I don't know if you told it on the show.
Oh, I'll do it again. So, too bad you people have already heard it. Well, my sister, the new today, she has a dog where she is, and apparently this dog, Lily, could hear the podcast, and when we got to that part, she was freaking out when she heard the sound, I guess thinking that Brian wanted to play, and then she ended up bringing a squeaky toy into the room.
Oh, that is funny.
So thanks a lot, Brian.
Anytime. No, you should be thanking my friend's dog, Crash.
Crash?
This one goes out to you, Crash.
That's a cooler nickname than T-Bone. Brian, crash, happy cast.
It's a dog's name, though. I don't want a dog's name.
Crash? That's Bandicoot?
I want to be called T-Bone.
Oh, Bandicoot. Is that an animal?
Technically, no. I think it's made up.
Crash,
is
Bandicoot?
It? Maybe it's real. No, it's a Bandicoot. Okay. I guess I just always... I've never thought of it outside the context of a video game. So, I guess Bandicoots are a real thing. Maybe. Somebody Wikipedia that ASAP.
I'm looking up animals that start with B. Oh. Babirusa.
Anyway.
Baboon. Bactrian. Badger. Bagworm. Bald eagle. Baleen whale. Balloon fish. Just... What?
You found a list, didn't you?
No, I'm just listing them off alphabetically on my mind. Barasinga.
I wouldn't doubt it.
Basilisk.
That is impressive.
Bass. We forgot bass. Bearded dragon.
Wow, that sounds kind of cool.
Boa constrictor. Bobcat.
Do you see a bandicoot?
I did see a bandicoot.
Ah, there you go. Ooh, so it's a real thing.
Black Widow spider. Yeah, Brian Black Widow.
Brian the Black Widow spider. I don't like the implication of that at all, sir.
Oh, that you kill your husbands? Black Widower spider.
Yeah, no. Black Widower, yeah.
Are male ones called
Still.
Black Widower?
Are there male Black Widows?
It feels kind of insulting if you're a male... Well, they have to be male Black Widows. How else would there be more Black Widows?
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
I think I have my jokey Facebook status of the day. Okay, sorry. Four, have you ever played sports pro or cash? You said...
Oh, cash.
Cash, and he actually already told the story about that.
I did, yeah, so it worked out well. It was almost as if we planned it, but we did not.
I'm starting to take away from your segment, but I have a story about a sport that I played cash once.
I will not allow it. Boo.
Okay, you won't hear the story that I tried to tell before the podcast.
Okay, I do want to hear that story. Okay. You may continue.
I was on an intramural? I don't know, one of those. Intramural, because it wasn't between other schools. Sorry, intramural soccer team. And we got to make up our own teams in the school. And I think a bunch of us, either Latin dorks or band nerds, one of those, a combination of both, a bunch of friends. We made a group. We did it for 2 years. My sister has now stolen my team shirt. I think we're called the Transoceanic Aggressors, which is
nice.
It was a phrase in our U.S. history book. Really awesome phrase. But so I was the sweeper, which as I understood it, knowing very little about soccer, or as some may call it, football. I was the guy in front of the goalie, which was awesome because that means if they scored a goal on us, it wasn't my fault, it's the goalie's fault. But if I stopped them, I got the credit for it. So
you're the hero.
It was all good.
All the glory, none of the responsibility.
I liked to slide around a lot when I did it. Like, not like I'm on a... You can slide in that game, like slide into other people to try to kick the ball out from underneath them, which I always did because apparently I don't care about what happens to me. I don't know. I didn't get hurt ever. I guess that's why I never have broken bones either. I can just run into stuff. I'm fine. I've been so clumsy forever. I can pratfall
on cue. Wait a
minute.
Wait a second. You've never broken a bone... Have you ever been sick a day in your life?
Uh-oh.
Because if not, I think I saw a movie about this one time.
I'm an alien?
I think you're unbreakable.
Oh.
You're unbreakable.
Oh, no. Samuel L. Jackson's in it.
You're Bruce Willis.
I am Bruce Willis. We already figured that out.
Oh, see? It fits together.
Awesome. We have good continuity, even accidentally. And I reverse age.
That's right. We did establish that on a previous podcast.
We have all sorts of weird things. Anyway, sorry.
On a precious previous podcast.
Anyway, whenever someone came near me with a ball, I always slid into them to get the ball out from them. I don't care where it ended up, as long as they didn't have it. That's all I could do. I sucked at. I don't want to be faked out. So if at least I slid, it looked like I, you know, tried hard. Well, one time there was this guy I really didn't like. So I was just really excited that I was hoping he would come my way so I could slide into him. Because people I slide into tend to fall down. But it's all legal according to the rules, because I was aiming for the ball. Their legs were just behind it. And you can't really stop sliding. But, so I started sliding, and he was running at me, and my knee went into his crotchular area, and he flipped over it and landed on his back on the ground.
Oh, that's terrible. Why would you do that to someone?
It was so awesome and caught on tape.
Do you have the footage?
We do. And I think one of my profile pictures is a screenshot of me in the act.
It's terrible.
It was so awesome. Oh. Everyone was like so excited because no one likes that kid. He really is a jerk. And I think he asked me out one day, but that was really weird too. I had to tell him, no, I have a girlfriend, sir. But anyway, that's not why I did it. That was like a couple years before that. That's unrelated.
The ending of the story brought to you by M. Night Shyamalan.
I'm just blowing your mind all over the place. But it was so cool. That's like the most damage I've ever done to a human being. That's not myself.
That is horrible. And awesome. Where's the video? Send it my way.
If I can find
it.
Yeah,
I don't want to see it. So.
It's not like centered, but you can see me going, like my knee hitting him and then him flipping. I guess technically it's 270? 270? Is that right? 190, 180. Yeah, 270. He technically flipped 270 degrees from upright to on his back. Oh, it was so cool. I got so many high fives. Yes. Sorry.
he was all right, though, right?
He was okay. Was I think we still shook hands and everything. I still didn't like him afterward. But
no permanent damage. I'm sure he didn't care for you either at that point.
To be clear, I didn't purposefully tried to hurt him severely. I slid into everyone. It just so turned out that the person who I disliked happened to have the most awesome fall after me sliding.
Oh, I don't know. Sounds borderline. That might be officially unmannerly. I'll have to listen to the Manners Cast to find out. Mannerscast.com.
All's fair in love and football.
Okay, alright. That's good point. I have heard that before.
Anyway, favorite cartoon character? That you would spend
Garfield?
Cartoon character you'd spend a day with. All I wrote
Scrooge McDunk.
Character. McDunk?
McDunk. You know.
The famous rich, stingy basketball player, Scrooge McDunk. He owns a donut chain. Dunkin' Donuts.
Yes, of course. That's what I meant. Scrooge McDunk.
Question 6. Your most ideal imaginary friend.
Oh, I don't know. Harvey the Rabbit from that movie.
Sure. Okay, on to no news is not new news.
No news is not new news. This is the part of the show where we bring an odd news story to the table, and we each submit one, and then we put a poll up on the blog, so you go vote on thehappycast.blogspot.com, and you tell us which one you think is more odd. So, Ben, on our previous No News is Not New News segment, I had a story about a clown car full of zombies, and then you had a story about something else.
A parasailing donkey.
That's right, the parasailing donkey. So have the fans, have they voted? Do we have a definitive answer on which one is more weird?
We do. It was quite close, but it looks like it is 5-6. I'm ahead. Or I guess 1, technically.
Congratulations. I meant to vote on that. I don't know if it's allowed, but I forgot to vote.
Oh, then yes, we tied.
It could have been a tie. No, you get the... Technically, you get the... You get the win. You get the W.
I'm sorry to interrupt our segment, but now that I'm on the blog and I see it, it is an exclamation point after like us on Facebook.
Wait, what's going on?
Oh, we talked earlier on about the punctuation after like us on Facebook on our blog spot, and it is an exclamation point.
Okay, well... Good. Okay, so it is a demand.
Yes. Well, it doesn't sound scary, but it is all caps. But yes, so I won, but we also sort of tied. would be awesome if it was a donkey parasailing out of a zombie clown car.
Oh, that would be kind of... Yes, that'd be too good. That'd be the best thing ever, and then that would kill the segment. We could not top that.
No, we could not. So, Brian, do you have an entry for this?
Yeah, I do. I found one. I looked. I couldn't find anything that I was really, truly satisfied with. This is kind of odd. Hopefully slightly interesting. First of all, the source. Let me source it. I'm reading this on MSNBC.com.
Okay.
And the headline says, "Real tiger cub found in luggage with stuffed tiger toys."
Oh, I remember seeing that one and considering it.
Yes. So basically, here it is. Let's see. Apparently, a Thai woman was boarding a flight to Iran on Sunday, and she had trouble checking in her bag. So they put it through the. They scanned it, and then the X-ray images showed an item resembling a real cat.
It wasn't a stuffed animal?
Says the source. No.
Didn't you say tiger stuffed into it? I'm sure it wasn't a. Like the headline mixed up. A stuffed tiger.
No, it was like a real tiger in. Real tiger found in suitcase with stuffed tigers. So like a suitcase full of toys had a real tiger cub hidden away in it. So anyway, they found this tiger cub in her luggage, and it says here, apparently for smuggling the animal, the woman faces up to 4 years in prison and a fine of $1,300.
Wow, that's kind of sad.
For wildlife-related smuggling charges.
Like, do you think that she just happened to bring along a bunch of stuffed animals, or that she thought, okay, this will blend in if I just bring the stuffed animals along?
That's how I like to imagine. It's like, how do I get this tiger cub through airport security? I'll put it in a suitcase of stuffed tiger cubs. I don't know, it's weird, it's odd, it happened. I'm not entirely satisfied with it.
If I were taking it with me, I would dress it up like a baby.
Put it in a stroller?
Yeah, a pacifier, and just have it, and go, meow. Yeah, it's a weird baby.
Oh, that's a terrible baby you have there, sir. How dare you?
Watch its teeth. See, that sounds like it'd work a lot better than it would, you know, in the suitcase. It sounds kind of mean. Would it not die in there?
I probably would. I don't know if she wanted it alive, but apparently it's fine.
If she wanted it dead, she should have just killed it and had a taxidermy place stuff it, because then you'd probably be allowed to bring it with you.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, the woman's, she did a terrible thing. She's facing charges. I suppose here's the happy side of the ending. The tiger cub is currently recovering at a wildlife preserve.
Oh, that's good.
It's good. Happy ending. Terrible woman faces charges while the wonderful tiger cub probably will be all right.
You win the award for cutest story.
Oh, isn't that adorable?
You're a tiger cub.
Oh, if I had a tiger cub as a pet, that would be a horrible idea, first of all.
Especially if you were a tiger crusher.
Second of all, illegal. But third of all, I would name it McDunk.
Scrooge McDunk? Or Tiger McDunk?
Scrooge. Tiger McDunk.
And it'd grow up to be a basketball player, and it'd be like a much better movie than...
A version of Air Bud.
Yeah. Air McDunk.
Because it would be fully grown. So it might maul the other players, so that would be terrible.
Maybe just call it the show McDunk. This big red letters on a black background.
I could see that being a series in the 80s. Sure.
The kid that has the tiger cub, he brought it over from Africa in a suitcase. Like, he hid it from his parents, and it's so funny that he did that. Like, you can't keep a tiger, so he keeps it up in his treehouse where he raises it and teaches it basketball on the weekends at the nearby community center. And it grows up, and they grow apart because the boy doesn't know how to feed a tiger other than with other children.
Oh, that's terrible. How about this? He's introduced in the latest Air Bud movie as the secret weapon of the rival team. It's like, all right, Air Bud, take us all the way to the finals. Yeah, Mom, yeah.
We have a freaking tiger.
And then the other team shows up with a basketball-playing tiger. Like, oh, we forfeit.
And he eats Air Bud. Good going, McDunk. And they high-five.
Oh, no. Too far. I would just like to see a trailer for that.
This fall on the Disney Channel, Air Bud faces his toughest challenge yet.
A freaking tiger.
Yeah, I wouldn't pay to see that. I would watch part of it on cable for free.
Maybe. All right, well, my story is... All right, what's your headline again?
Let me find the headline. Real tiger cub found in luggage with stuffed toys.
Okay, because my story is actually kind of similar to yours. Driver fined $100 for having goat in trunk.
Ah, all right.
It's weird that we both picked, like...
I'm intrigued.
Illegally
transporting
animals. Well, a driver in Virginia, he got only fined $100 for this. But he had, like, he got pulled over, and the sheriff deputies discovered the goat bound and in the trunk during a drunken driving checkpoint.
Oh, all right.
It sounds
okay.
Like that they kidnapped the goat, tied him up, muffled him, put a gag in his mouth, and threw him in the trunk.
Was the goat the mascot for a rival sports team?
No, he was not.
That is the only way I would allow that.
Air Bud just beat them out in the tournament. So this hockey-playing goat couldn't make it to finals.
Oh, man. I could only see the goat being a goalie, if anything.
The lady who got pulled... It was a lady who got pulled over told police that she bought the goat from a farmer to give to four passengers in her car, who were from Kenya, but reside in Virginia. The goat was panting heavily. An animal control officer said the temperature was 94 degrees. That part is sad, but happily... He's now living on a farm somewhere, happily chasing rabbits.
Yay!
And not the kind that, like, parents tell children, but, like, an actual farm.
Okay, well, that's good. Another happy ending, although your perp wasn't punished as much as they could have been for this terrible deed, but it's fine.
Yeah.
$100 fine, 4 years in prison, potato.
The most confusing part, though, is still that... The goat was tied up in the trunk. Because it really does sound like they're going to go try to, like, they kidnapped him from the farmer for ransom.
Oh, so many things wrong with that story.
Oh, but listener Miss Fizbiz just told us some breaking news. She went to college in the same town where this happened and knows Kenyans from that area.
Oh, I would think if they're Kenyans, they would have to be from Kenya.
Oh, she worked with a Virginian Kenyan. That's whoa. That's really fun to say.
You have to show me up again with your tongue twisters. Curse you, Ben.
I have stuff like that all over this podcast. But you do have McDunk. So, McDunk, okay, the basketball-playing tiger. The goat doesn't have a name, but he plays hockey.
All right, well, more on the story as it develops.
Oh, yeah. But yeah, so go to thehappycast.blogspot.com, and you can either vote for basketball-playing tiger found in suitcase, or kidnap for ransom goat.
All right. Be sure to vote on which one you find more strange.
Weird.
And we will go. Whatever. Yeah, well, that's the thing.
Odd.
Sad goat story or sad tiger story. And we will cover the results on our next
new news
show where we do the segment.
We don't know when that will be.
It'll be sometime or not.
It did prove to be fairly popular.
Yeah, that did do well in our poll. So it might come up. Sooner than
later.
Speaking
of that poll, I'm still going to keep it open for a little bit longer just to see if anyone else will vote on it. But right now, Who's the Ben, You Don't Know Brian, and No News Is Not New News are tied for first place with the most votes.
Second place is Netflix Picks.
Yes, then Fight Court is tied with Box Office Banter, which you've only done once. Which is pretty good for being so popular for once.
But the Warp Zone did not do well, so.
Yes, so you'll still hear it sometimes, just not as often.
Not as often. Anyway, are we prepared to go forth into our feedback segment?
Why, yes, we are.
What's this? A letter for me.
All right, welcome to our feedback segment. One more time. We know you've heard it 1,000 times before, and you will hear it a few more times before we're done.
Literally.
But
my voice is cracked. Literally 1,000 times.
Because you knew you were wrong, and your body would not physically allow it to happen. Literally.
Literally.
Sure, gosh. That's like a Goofy voice.
My mom loves Goofy.
Goofy's pretty cool. I don't have a solid knowledge of traditional classic Goofy cartoons, but I liked that Goof Troop cartoon he did.
Oh, yeah. I liked that end Goofy movie.
Yeah, I was going to say the Goofy movie was really good and sad.
It was sad.
Really, though, if we were doing this podcast when, I guess I was 8, if we're doing the podcast back then, that movie would be my Bummer Patrol pick, and also Happy Hour.
Oh, it still can be. Watch it sometime. I'm sorry to interrupt you real fast. I have to ask something. Megan, are you taking your Vicodin? Okay, enjoy. Don't get too high off of it. My mom collects Goofies. Like, our living room is just full of Goofies.
Goofy?
That's a good question.
Contact info is happycastfeedback@gmail.com. That's right, happycastfeedback@gmail.com. Feel free to call and leave an audio comment. That number is A0ME0WEUSI.
Or if you need numbers, 206-309-3874.
Or or leave a comment on our blog, that is thehappycast.blogspot.com.
Yes, and go to our Facebook fan page, like us there, and you can leave comments there. We have photos up now. You should post any photos that are even kind of related to the HappyCast. We have a few up already. People have commented on them, and they're funny, so keep doing that. And at us
on encourage. Twitter. We encourage and demand it.
We need to put our full set of links on each of our other sites so we can have them all totally connected.
Ah, good thinking. We should do that.
So, our first piece of feedback is from you.
From me?
No, it's not.
Okay, first piece of feedback is from listener Q.
You?
And Q?
K.
K?
K-so?
Email comes from listener Q. Ben, what does Q have to say?
I like queso. She says, "Hello, Ben and Brian. My happy hour pick of the week."
Hello, Q.
"You're interrupting me, Brian," is what Q says.
I'm sorry.
No, Q said that, not me. She knew that you would do that, so it's actually written in
here. That's spooky.
My happy hour pick of the week is Lost, Season 6 Blu-ray set. I don't think this one really needs an explanation. I'm interested to see what Lost University grad school is. The Lost University on the Season 5 Blu-ray was a little bit of a letdown, though. I'm so excited to watch Season 6 over again and to see the bonus features I've been hearing about. I am, too.
Yes. I don't have the Blu-ray set because I don't have a Blu-ray player, but I'm very excited about the Season 6 set. Definitely some good things on there. Solid commentaries, good behind-the-scenes stuff. Definitely pick it up if you're a fan, though if you're a fan, you don't really need me to tell you to pick it up because you probably already have it as we speak.
I don't.
Boo.
Yeah.
Okay, you probably either have it or intend to pick it up in the future as we speak.
I need it. Anyway, she continues. "You guys were talking about Matilda on the last show, and because it was about to expire on Netflix instant streaming, seriously? I decided to watch it. I enjoyed the film, but there was something that really annoyed me. My Bummer Patrol is, slight spoiler alert."
Oh, spoiler alert for Matilda. Clear the room. Cover your ears.
Matilda's father, played by Danny DeVito, by the way, says...
Doesn't say that in the email, but
no,
you were correct.
I was just, explaining it to people who don't know.
And then Matilda's mother, Rhea Perlman, who is Danny DeVito's real life wife. Wow.
I like that
tongue
movie.
Twister.
Oh, finally, a tongue twister. Have we already passed on that question, Brian? But Matilda's father, Danny DeVito, says, I'm big, you're small, I'm right, you're wrong, and there's nothing you can do about it. Personally, I have gotten that message many times throughout my life, although the people giving me that message have been slightly more subtle than Matilda's father. It seems like people think that way, when in reality, age or size or anything else doesn't make someone right or wrong. That kind of thinking really annoys me. I agree with you, and the good news is, Matilda's father isn't the hero in that movie, so we find out that, although she is small, she's still telekinetic.
And that's really a lesson we can all carry over to our real lives.
If you get that message, just learn to move stuff with your mind.
Oh, but I do agree, that is a bummer.
I wouldn't mind getting that message if it were from Danny DeVito. That would just be awesome.
Any message from Danny DeVito would be pretty cool.
Well, like, because he'd be cool to meet, but I'm also half afraid, because I think on his Twitter he's like half naked on his picture or something. I don't remember. Anyway.
I didn't know he's on Twitter. I need to follow him.
He is on Twitter. I think at Danny DeVito. I don't know.
I would hope.
She continues. Anyway, moving on to my Netflix pick. Frank Caliendo, all over the place. Frank Caliendo is one of my favorite comedians. He does all sorts of impressions, from George Bush to John Madden to Al Pacino. There's not a lot of bad language or dirty jokes, which is really rare in a comedian. That's true.
That's true. I did a little bit of research after reading this email, and I watched a bit of it, and Frank Caliendo does a terrific spot on Robin Williams. So good.
Spot onnier than you?
Yes, you can actually tell who he's trying to be, so...
I could tell who you're trying to be. Can you say, ho-ho?
Oh, yes.
See? There you go. Regis. You know who does... What comedian does use a lot of bad language and dirty jokes? Bob Saget.
Surprisingly, right? You wouldn't think dude from Full House, but... Awfully dirty stand-up.
Oh,
right.
Definitely.
What a surprise.
Only watch The Aristocrats movie if you like bad language and dirty jokes. That's all I'm going to say about that. She continues, I can actually watch him with my family without being embarrassed. I suggest everyone check him out. And she's referring to Frank Caliendo still, by the way, not Bob Saget. So don't rent a Bob Saget comedy movie.
I guess Bob Saget would be the polar opposite of Frank Caliendo all over the place.
He is really funny. I agree. Oh, she continues further. You were like a little short story here, Q. Thank you, though. I do like having this much feedback. Brian just...
You're complaining about the one email we have.
I'm complaining that Brian pointed this one at me, while the other two pieces of feedback are both audio calls. So he doesn't have to read anything.
I'll cover those. I'll intro them.
I like long emails, by the way, Q. It's not against you. It's Brian choosing the email order. And she continues further. The homework of the week. Well, listener suggestions. Have you guys ever thought about having a sort of advice segment? I think it would be interesting if you gave serious or funny advice to people on certain subjects. I don't know. Just a thought I had, because I've listened to other podcasts, and some of them have an advice segment of some sort. Thanks for reading. Love you both, as always. Q.
So advice segment on the show. So, sure. We can do that. We can try it out. If anyone needs any kind of advice, send us an email at happycastfeedback@gmail.com with the subject line, advice help.
We have one right here, actually. We just got one in from Jeff from the UK, G-E-O-F-F.
Oh, G-O-F-F. That is the proper way to spell Jeff over there.
Yes, he says that, hello, HappyCast. My name is Jeff, G-E-O-F-F from the UK. Where should I hide my drugs so the bobbies won't find it?
Bobbies. Okay, so don't ask us for advice on any illegal or illicit matters.
That's what we've learned from that one. You should hide them at the police station.
Yes, at the Bobby station.
The Bobby station, sorry. But yes, thank you.
Another problem solved.
Oh, we are good at this. But yeah, so... People, write in, email, phone call them. We'll do it.
Contact. Somehow.
Yep, it's all on me everywhere. You guys probably already know about it.
All right, next piece of feedback is an audio one. I'm surprised. I didn't know. I thought I'd have to read it, but I don't. It is a piece of audio from our friend Trent from the Manners Cast, which can be found at www.mannerscast.com.
Do you start with http://?
http://, yeah, slash. ///
Okay.
Take it away, Trent.
Bean footage.
Top of the morning, Brian and Ben. This is Trent from the Manners Cast, mannerscast.com. Hi, I have a happy hour pick for this week, and that would be Brian Regan. Brian Regan, the comedian. Very entertaining guy. Great routines. Pretty family friendly. And I've seen him in concert a number of times. New York, Alabama, Texas a couple times. He's fantastic. So he is my happy hour pick. If you don't know who he is, check him out. And you will not be sad that you did. Now, my bummer patrol is stand-up comedians who think that they have to use curse words in their routines to be funny. I don't think that's necessary. So there's my bummer patrol. Now, my movie, my Netflix pick, is Kung Pao Enter the Fist. This is not necessarily family-friendly. I think it's PG, but it's a slapstick comedy where one of the guys who wrote Ace Ventura Pet Detective is the lead actor. He also wrote the thing and found a bunch of old kung fu footage, I think mostly from one movie, re-edited it, put himself in the movie, and mayhem ensues. It's very entertaining, and I highly recommend this film if you enjoy the funny. Kung Pao Enter the Fist. All right. Take care and stay happy.
Okay, thank you, Trent, from the Manners Cast, mannerscast.com. We appreciate the audio as always. Incidentally, your happy hour pick of Brian Regan has some stand-up specials available on the Netflix instant streaming service. So if you'd like to check it out, see what that's all about, use your Netflix. See what Trent's raving about. I know I will.
Trent and Q, did you guys work together on this? Because you both talked about comedians and then how you don't like ones that curse and use dirty jokes. Kind of weird.
Clearly that is just our fan base. We're doing well with the people who enjoy comedians who don't have to work blue in order to get a laugh.
We don't. We're comedians. Are we comedians?
No, I wouldn't call myself a comedian. That'd be a bit of a stretch. But yeah. So yeah, I agree. It's not necessary. It's kind of a crutch. If you know, excessive profanity is a crutch. It's not really necessary. It's not needed. It's not classy, I suppose.
No.
I guess there's a place for everything, different things for different people. But I agree. If your content's strong enough, you don't really have to kind of lean on that. So, good clean comic fun, Brian Regan and Frank Caliendo.
Check it out.
Are you going to put the check it out clip right there?
I don't know. If I remember, I will. If you need to, check it out a number of times.
Yes, indeed. And Kung Pao Enter the Fist. I've seen this film. Have you been?
I have not seen this film. Have you, Brian?
I have. Very good. I'll just repeat what Trent said. Very good slapstick-style comedy, if you're into that. It's a good parody of those old kung fu movies, but it's actually using some footage, and it's interesting at the very least. So if you're into those really kind of goofy comedies, I would suggest you check it out.
I think I shall now.
Check it out.
Yes, thank you, listener Anne, in Brian's voice. I'll just up your pitch. So maybe you'll
okay,
sound
that,
like
that'll Anne. Work.
Sorry,
that might work.
Anne. I don't know who Anne is.
No, I don't know any Anne. Final piece of feedback today comes courtesy of Ms. Ms. Ms.
Hey, Ben and Brian and Happy Calf people. This is Ms. Biz Biz calling in with my happy hour and bummer patrol picks. my happy hour pick this week is going to be drive-thrus because they are awesome and convenient, and sometimes you can get flavored cheese, and you don't have to get out of your car and go out in the bajillion degree weather and go inside and stand in line with a bunch of grumpy people and wait for them to take forever. You can just go through the drive-thru and usually save time. Although, there is this one McDonald's near my house that seems to always have a billion car line, and I have not figured out why. Because it's McDonald's. Really, people? Really? Do you need McDonald's that often? But, anyways, so yeah, drive-thrus are awesome most of the time. And my Bummer Patrol pick is going to be, well, my local movie, well, one of my local movie theaters has this thing now. I don't know if a lot of movie theaters are doing it yet, but ours does this thing where you have to actually pick the actual seat you're going to sit in the theater. So, like, when you go buy your tickets, which I usually do at their little internet kiosk thingy, you buy the number of tickets you want, and then you have to select on the screen the seats that you want, and it'll show you which ones are already full and which ones aren't. So what this means is that if you get there remotely not early, then you get really crappy seats because everyone has, like, assigned seating, and the only seats left are going to be, like, either one seat by itself somewhere or in, like, the very front row, which this happened to me the other night when I went to see Salt with my mom, and we had to sit on, like, the second row, and it was like I got a neck ache because I had to look so far up to see the screen that was, like, 12 inches from my face. Okay, not really, but that's what it felt like. So, yeah, assigned seating in theaters. I think it's a good idea in theory, but I guess it's more efficient or whatever and helps everybody fill up all the seats because normally people wouldn't sit in the middle seats and, like, scoot over next to people unless somebody makes them or something. So I guess that helps to fill up more of the seats or whatever because it is really full in there. But I just don't like it. I think it's a bad idea because I always have to sit somewhere really lame. And maybe that's just my fault for always being almost late to movies. But that's another topic for another day. So, till next time, stay happy.
All right. Thank you, Ms. Vizbiz.
Is there a bee in here?
Yeah, I think so. I'm trying to shoo it out, but
trying to shoot it out. Shoot the bees.
Shooting the bees. You're gonna make it a thing.
Yeah, that or a future title. I'm sticking with everything's coming up bears for the title now.
Aw. Happy hour pick of the week for Ms. Fizzbiz. Drive-thrus.
Which was my Bummer Patrol. Once or twice, and Taco Bell was a happy hour once. So, yeah, I'm a fan of drive-thrus, apparently.
They're okay. They work.
So there are literally a billion cars at your McDonald's. Wow. They do say billion served, but I don't think they mean all at once where you live.
apparently that's what it means. I had no idea either, but it's good to know. I feel like I've learned something today.
I just remembered. I do prefer the drive-thru, but sometimes if I see there's a crazy long line at the drive-thru and no one inside, I'll just go inside, just because it will take a lot less time.
Yeah, you're right. It's worth going in sometimes, and then driving away, laughing at the people waiting in line.
Ha 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 ha. Yeah.
So, assigned seating in a movie theater. That is a new one for me. Ben, You are a theater insider. You know the industry well. Assigned seating. Have you heard anything?
No.
Is it in the newsletter?
No, I mean, I don't get a newsletter. I worked there like 3 years ago. It wasn't like yesterday. Right. No, I have never heard this, and I do not approve. That is not cool. Because sometimes you don't know where you want to sit yet. And like a lot of people, what if they're choosing their seats in the worst way possible? So they're like, they're all sitting like two or three spaces apart from each other. Whereas if they all scooted together one by like one seat, you would have almost like twice the seats to sit in. Or, I mean,
oh, you're right.
Twice the seats put together.
That is interesting. Okay, so if I went to a theater with a group of friends, say four or five people, and we had to pick our seats, I would intentionally pick seats with one space between ourselves, so hopefully nobody would buy those seats and give us more room. We'll have a row to ourselves.
Whoa. Hold on, the audio is all weird. The internet's going crazy.
No.
You sound like you're
Don't quit on me, Ben. Please, Ben, keep podcasting. I want to take over your computer.
No, I heard that. But it was doing like a... And I was only hearing like the little tiny parts, and it all sounded kind of sing-songy. So...
are we okay? We're close to the end. Can we make it?
Yeah, we can make it. We can make it.
Okay, all right. Fight through the pain.
Keep your head down. Power through.
Okay, all right. That's my motto, I guess.
Oh, also, Ice, don't be late. Oh, sorry. Also, Miss Fizbiz, don't be late to movies. Just show up way early. Just bring a book.
But the theater's dark. You can't read in a dark theater. That's not good for your eyes.
No, you don't have to actually sit down early. There are assigned seats, apparently.
Oh, you're right. You could just buy the ticket, go to the food court, sit down, read a book, have a Subway sandwich, and then stroll into the movies casually 2 minutes before it starts.
Yeah.
Again, I like the idea of assigned seatings. I can see how, like she said, in theory, it seems like a good idea, but in practice, there are problems. There are little problems. I think it would be interesting if they actually charged a premium for the better seats. And then if you had to sit in the very front row, you got a discount. It's like, oh, you're in the front row, $2 off. You have to pay slightly less for this less than desirable seat.
That'd work out. So,
who knows? Maybe people would, you know, buy those early for the discount.
Probably would. So does this mean we should go on to the end?
Yes, yes, I think it does. This is the end.
Sorry, last episode, Epedition.
Yep, the end of episode 11. Everything's coming up bears. We'd like to thank you for joining us. We do appreciate it. We appreciate all feedback. Remember, the HappyCast is your show as much as it is ours. Be sure to keep sending in that feedback, and we'll keep putting out the shows.
Yes, if you don't send in feedback, we'll just quit and not let you know.
We will pod fade. So, now that the threats are out of the way, until next week, stay happy.
Okay, class. I am your teacher, Ms. Fizbiz, and today we are going to be talking about ancient Patagonian literature. To start off, we're going to get to know you guys we're going to go around the room and have everybody introduce themselves, and then I want you to come up with an animal that you would like to be that starts with the first letter of your name.
Miss Fizbiz, I have a question.
Yes?
Because you can't see my hand raised through audio, I have to say it out loud.
Okay.
Is that Fizbiz with one Z or two?
Well, two, but they're in different places.
Oh, okay.
Would you like to go first?
Okay, my name is Ben, and an animal that starts with B would be a bear.
Very good.
Oh, okay, I guess I'm next.
Yes, you go, you very unnaturally deep voice, little boy.
Hey, everybody, my name's Brian, and I guess if I had to pick an animal starting with the letter B, I would be a Batman. I would be a Batman.
I don't think Batman's an animal.
I'm pretty sure he is.
But why don't you pick a real animal, sweetie?
I would be a basketball-playing tiger.
That's just qualifying now, deep-voiced young boy.
I wanted to be a bear. He stole the only thing I wanted to be. It's not fair.
Well,
be a blowfish.
Well, we're in the third grade now, and in third grade, we share. You can both be a bear.
I don't want to be a bear if he's a bear. I'll be a Brad Pitt-looking cat.
You're qualifying again. We can... Well, you can have bear. I don't want to be a bear.
No.
Bears are stupid.
No, fine. I'm a bear. You can be a bear.
We don't
I'll be
say
a brown bear.
Stupid.
No, that was reverse psychology. I'm actually a bear. I want to be the bear. You can be the blue whale.
What? Now you're qualifying it.
That's the name of it. There's no such thing as a basketball-playing tiger.
I saw a movie that begs to differ, sir.
What movie?
Air McDunk?
Coming this fall. He's a cop with nothing left to live for, and he's a tiger that escaped from the zoo. And when they meet up, crazy things happen.
McDunk and McDunk.
No.
He names the tiger after himself.
Coming to theaters this winter. Officer McDunk had nothing left to live for until he met an escaped tiger. And together they're learning that maybe life is what you make of it.
And basketball.
And... Donovan McDunk...
I can't...
Donovan McDunk had nothing left to live for until he partnered up with this escaped tiger from a zoo. And together, they're learning that maybe basketball is the only thing keeping them sane. Coming to theaters this winter, McDunk.
An epic love story.
Starring Robin Williams.
You there, Lion, do you see this? Ho-ho, basketball. Oh, yeah, whoa, no, back off. You see what it is? It's a basketball. Basketball's like a butterball turkey, Thanksgiving dinner, cranberry sauce. Oh.
Not a lion.
Hey, be careful there, Tony. Oh.
I do that in, like, a church youth group before, like, when the people we didn't know. We didn't have to say, like, pick a random animal. Pick an animal that you're like and explain why as they get to know each other. I'm like, a bear?
Because
like
I'm a vicious killer, yo.
I catch fish out of the stream with my mouth.
And I eat them raw because that's how I roll. I hibernate for a majority of the times.
It sounded like you were about to rap, actually, by the way, with your cadence there. I hibernate for the majority of the time. I'm a bear and I like to rhyme.
I was giving you an urban accent.
Hip-hop bear.
Oh,
the double feature.
Hip-hop bear McDunk.
McDunk
Robin
2.
Williams. Robin Williams is in both of them.
Oh. Officer McDunk and his McDunkin tiger cross paths with a hip-hop bear as he tries to make it in this world. But he didn't know how hard rapping and basketball and crime-solving would be.
Robert De Niro is a down-on-his-luck cop.
This bear...
Pauly Shore plays a bear that was shot 9 times in a rat beef. This summer.
Oh, yes, the new Today I Like, Robin Williams, is the hip-hop bear's talent agent. Brilliant.
Oh, you gotta get out there. Your product. Oh, I gotta sell you. Here. You gotta look like you're talking. Eat this peanut butter. Peanut butter, Peter Pan, Superman. Oh.
Roar, I'm a bear.
You're a bear. Bear steam bears.